VOA News, I'm David Byrd. It is not clear exactly when it will happen, but President Donald Trump appears on his way to acquittal in his impeachment trial, with GOP senators ready to reject Democrats' efforts to call more witnesses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
He seems headed for acquittal after GOP Senator Lamar Alexander decided to stick with fellow Republicans and resist Democrats' efforts to call more witnesses. Alexander says House prosecutors did prove that the president did what he's accused of doing.
The question is whether you apply capital punishment to every offense. And in this case, I think the answer is no.
And he doesn't need to hear more evidence. A vote on witnesses is expected today and could lead to the trial ending quickly and the president being acquitted, though top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it'll be meaningless without witnesses and documents.
There will be a permanent asterisk next to the acquittal of President Trump, written in permanent ink.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev. We get more from Adam Reed.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
Trump. When we speak with the USA, there is always a question about the impeachment of President Trump. It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries, not just in words.
Pompeo is the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Ukraine since Washington's political crisis began.
That's Adam Reed, and this is VOA News. China's ambassador to the U.N. in Geneva, Chen Shu, says he is confident strong measures taken by his government to tackle the coronavirus outbreak are working and will succeed in preventing the virus from spreading. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Chen Shu, says the WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, in announcing the decision, voiced full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak.
We did witness the spread in some of the other parts of the world, but you will find that only occupies 1% of the total affected. 1%. That means the measures taken by China is very much effective.
Chen says he believes the epidemic will be defeated as a result of decisive and effective measures taken by his government, together with coordinated international action to stop the virus from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is hailing his country's new beginning on Brexit Day, but the jury will be out for a while. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
When Britons awake on Saturday, they will notice very little change. Britain and the EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which Britain will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security and a host of other areas. The big negotiations are due to start in March and the early signs are not encouraging. Britain says it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. The bloc insists there can be no trade deal unless Britain agrees to a level playing field and does not undercut EU regulations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Donald Trump has cancelled an Obama-era prohibition on the use of anti-personnel landmines outside of the Korean Peninsula. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The White House says the new policy authorizes military commanders in exceptional circumstances to use landmines designed to reduce unintended harm to civilians. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says U.S. commanders need to have them available.
To shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had sought to move the United States towards eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of landmines. But the White House says the Obama restrictions could place U.S. forces at a severe disadvantage during a conflict. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading a big chunk lower. The Dow lost more than 2%. The S&P dropped by 1.86%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.